The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
You are listening to The Sunday Sip. I'm Jen Latta. The Salvation Army of Milwaukee County is hosting its fourth annual civic luncheon at 11:30 a.m. on August 30th at Pfizer Forum. And joining me now to talk more about that event and the impact it will have on our local community is Cherie Dallas Branch. She's the Assistant Divisional Director of the Salvation Army Milwaukee. Cherie, it is so good to see you again. Saw you last summer. We got to work together on the last event that you guys threw like this. It was a raging success. People still come up to me and talk about how wonderful it was. I had a bunch of women from the local community affiliated with sports. And this year, you guys have the holidays. Lauren Holiday, Drew Holiday, Lauren, of course, of soccer fame, Drew of NBA fame here with the Milwaukee Bucks. So tell me what will be happening on the August 30th event.
So good to see you again. Yes, last year was wonderful. And so for our annual civic luncheon, we thought, why not kind of replicate that, if you will? And we thought, you know, who could we bring in that would bring the excitement, but more so, who are great philanthropists and really setting the tone and being a great model. And we, of course, thought about the holidays. They've been so good to Milwaukee. They've really walked the walk. And they believe in what Salvation Army stands for, and that's providing basic needs to everyone without discrimination. So we thought we, you know, made a call, and they accepted, and we couldn't be more excited.
Drew Holiday, of course, an all-star guard for the Milwaukee Bucks, helped lead them to the NBA championship in 2021, an event in a moment we are still celebrating here in Milwaukee. And Lauren Holiday, you know, between the two of them, she is just incredibly accomplished herself. You could even argue more accomplished than her husband, who a lot of people here in Milwaukee know. She's a former professional soccer player, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, and FIFA Women's World Cup champion. It is so clear, following them on social, interacting with them in the community, that they prioritize philanthropy. When you have spoken to them, have they articulated to you why it's so important for them to use their platforms and give back?
No, and I hope that's what they talk about at the luncheon. I will say that when we were researching, of course, it was Drew. And then when we really found out all that Lauren has accomplished, we were blown away. And I thought, wow, what a great duo, right? So, you know, the fact that they said yes immediately, the only provision was that we had to change the date when they were going to be in the playoffs. So with that one little provision, we were glad that they said yes. And I do believe that they will talk about why they do what they do and the platform they use, why it's important. And why giving back is critical for any community. We're even more excited that you will be there to facilitate and have that conversation.
Oh my goodness, that is so nice of you. I'm excited to be in their presence. I just think that they are such wonderful representatives for the state of Wisconsin, for the city of Milwaukee. You know, they run this JLH Social Impact Fund and Foundation, and they provide opportunities for small businesses to thrive through their own foundation. They've given out more than $3 million in grants to over 150 Black and brown small businesses and nonprofits in our community, in Los Angeles, in Indianapolis, and New Orleans, all places that are close to their hearts, where they have lived, where they do live, where they have played. It is just wonderful. They actually also just received the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award at the ESPYs for their generous work in these communities. When you do events like this, what is the hope for the Salvation Army? When you bring people together for the civic luncheon, what is the hope, and what do you guys do with the money that you raise?
So I believe the hope is to just bring more awareness. The majority of people know us by our kettles and at Christmas time, right? We're synonymous with Christmas, the ringing of the bells. But what a lot of people don't know is the work that we do 365 days a year, which is provide food, shelter, and clothing to those who are in need. We also have a 24-hour shelter in Milwaukee. We do emergency service, so we work alongside the Red Cross when emergencies happen. So the luncheon is really about not only bringing awareness to Salvation Army, the services, but to also say thank you to a couple of great partners that we've had. We will be giving out Salvation Army's two highest awards. One is the Others Award that will be given out to the Metalcraft family, the Galoon family. And the second is the William Booth Award, which will be presented to Don Rosette, who is the founder of Christmas Family Feast. And this is going into the 34th year.
Cherie Dallas Branch joining us here on the Sunday Sip to talk about the Salvation Army and their civic luncheon coming up on August 30th at Fiserv Forum, 11:30 a.m. Mark your calendars. And apparently you guys have tables available if people want to be a part of this. If they want to attend, there are ways.
There are ways. Please come and join us. We have sponsorships available where you can sponsor a table and have your photo taken with the holidays. And we also have individual tickets. You can get all of that information on samilwaukee.org. That's samilwaukee.org.
Samilwaukee.org for all of that information. Of course, we have mentioned that Drew and Lauren Holiday will be the keynote speakers for this year's annual civic luncheon, 11:30 a.m., August 30th at Fiserv Forum. I will be there moderating a conversation with the Holidays. Cherie, you will be there as always, representing the Salvation Army so well. You're an incredible ambassador for this fantastic cause, and I am so glad we got to chat this morning.
Thank you so much. We couldn't do it without TMJ, so thank you.